Okay, he's not on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Evening. I'm back. I got kicked off.
Well, good evening. I finally arrived.
Okay.
So we will start. We're on the Sulam commentary on the Zohar with Parsha Vayera. In section 5, Pasuk 54, we'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'tkilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu le'akta l'shem yudhe bavate le'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'sok Torah mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maseya Denu Karanelena Maseya Denu Karanehu. Pasuk 54. Vakahu Ibsteriku Chadli Asya Min Hamila Vedar Rafael Mare Diasvan Prasad Luvashra Lusara Albira Vidaihu Mikael Begin Dihu Itmana Liamina Wakal Tavin Vivirkan Bideya Itmasran Misitra Diamina. The translation. And each of the three angels served a different purpose. Raphael, who governs the power to heal, helped Abraham recover from the circumcision. Another, Michael, who came to inform Sarah that she shall bear a son, rules over the right side. All the abundance and blessings of the right side are handed over to him. The commentary. This pasuk confirms the teachings of the Kabbalists that each angel only has one message to deliver at a time. They, the angels, are incapable of multitasking. Is this true for man, or is it not? Can man multitask? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I think a lady can tell you she can multitask her task all day long, every day. You can be cooking and washing clothes and then leave that and go do something else and then come back, throw the clothes in the dryer and then get back to your cooking and then answer a telephone while you're cooking. And you know, I think man, at least woman, can multitask.
I would never argue with that statement. Women can multitask, but in reality, you're only doing one thing at a time.
Well, your brain isn't. Your brain is thinking of all of those at once.
True multitasking is like within our computers. If you have two windows open, you're working on one of the windows. The other window is in it. In between your keystrokes, it is doing the work of the other window. That's multitasking. And yes, women do it, and some men can do it as well, but it's truly just doing the action, one action at a time, one thought manifested it in action at a time. True multitasking is only done through artificial intelligence. And even that, it's not doing the work simultaneously.
Well, I still think the angels work as a group. And I mean, I had some examples this week. Really miraculous, you know, things that happened, things that I needed. That, well, for example, today I got a check in the mail for $50 from someone that I knew 25 years ago. I was just shocked, and then Tony, you know, renewed our AARP. And they sent this as a free gift. It was like a container that was folded, and you would pull it apart because there were two places for you to put your hand. And there were three compartments lined up with foil material. So it meant you could have carried anything cold or hot. Well, I need to bring 70... little breadsticks for our Tu B'Shvat Seder at the synagogue. And that's the perfect thing I needed to be able to bring 60 little breadsticks that I can warm before I get to the synagogue and have it ready, you know. I mean, to me, that's just amazing. Two things I needed very much, you know.
Well, I'm sure. I'm very pleased. It's wonderful. But did you open both packages at the same time?
No, but evidently both angels were working in my behalf.
Yes. And I recognize that, and it's absolutely true. But multitasking would be that you are capable of opening both packages simultaneously. And that's what we have to understand. But the angels do work together. They are, sometimes they work simultaneously.
Well, I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Abraham can be healed at the same time Sarah is informed of the coming birth. That can be simultaneously. But we humans are not capable of doing that. That's all I'm saying. I'm not arguing with you. Things, you know, we do multiple tasks all the time, but we do them one at a time. Yes, we can be thinking about multiple tasks, but we're limited in the physical world to do them only one at a time.
But isn't it sort of the same? I'm just trying to get it straight in my head. I understand what you're saying. But if we look at the 10 Sephirot and we say that they're really one, okay, there's three angels, but there's still one in unity in coming to Abraham's needs. And I guess because of their, bedtime Shema, you know, when you say that prayer every night with those angels, I don't see them separate. I see them, you know, taking care of different parts of what you need. If it's physical health, if it's light, which I take to mean something you're questioning in Torah or some piece of new information, you know, and I always think of Gabriel just being the angel over America is big enough, you know, and that you hope that and pray that it's judgment with mercy and that Hashem will show you where you need to correct yourself so that you can draw closer to Hashem and grow in holiness. So I have a hard time separating them, but that's just me. So, and I agree with what you said, you know.
And I made the statement in my comments that angels are incapable of multitasking, but that multiple angels can do things simultaneously, just as multiple human beings can do things simultaneously. But an individual angel is incapable of doing multitasking. An individual human is incapable of doing multitasking. On the context of a human being's thoughts, our thoughts are so quick that we can consider the thoughts as multitasking. But the actions of our hands can't be done that fast. But it's also when we describe the tasks that people do, it is the way we describe the task, we are creating the separation. And as you said, the Sephirot are all, they're 10, but they're one. But we perceive them separated from each other. If somebody is doing your nails, they're doing the pinky first, or they're doing the pinky now, but your thoughts are already moving on, or the manicurist thoughts can also be moving on to be, what am I going to do with the fourth figure? How am I, fourth finger, how am I going to approach that? So it's how you define multitasking. It's how you define your actions. The manicurist is doing one action, which is to give you a manicure. But underneath that structure, that consciousness of a manicure, they're doing each finger individually. That's what I'm really trying to focus the attention on, how we perceive things, how we define things. Do we multitask? Yes, in a sense that we do multitask. We think about different things at the same time. We don't really think of them multi. We don't think in our left brain on one subject and our right brain on another subject, although science may prove that that's not the way we think. I don't know. But right now, when I think of a subject, I'm thinking of that one subject at a time. And then another thought comes in and replaces that thought. But when it comes to acting on that thought, I'm only capable of doing one thing at a time. But when I do that one thing, if I am focusing my attention on that one action, I can bring the light of Hashem to that action. And that's what's important.
Well, I really agree with that, because when I was baking the breadsticks for the Tubishvat Seder, I wanted so much that anyone who would eat them, that it was going to be a good experience for them. It was going to be a blessed experience for them. And I really watched my thoughts, you know, the 2 days I baked, and I really tried to keep focused on the bread and the people and, you know, to make sure there was no negativity attached to them. So I agree. I agree with you.
Understood. Let's go on to Pasuk 55.
Okay.
V'chad l'hafakali istom v'dayihu Gabriel. Ihu lismala, ihu mimana, al kol dinin, di alma misitra dismaila, le meidan umevad, al yedat imala, amavet ihu mare, di katola deve malka. The translation, and Gabriel, who came to overturn Sodom, rules over the left side and is responsible for all judgments in the world, as judgments to come from the left side. And the execution is done by the angel of death, the king's chief baker, who executes the sentences that are passed under Gabriel's rule. My commentary. Why do you think that the name for the angel of death in Egypt is the king's chief baker? He is the one who died in Egypt in the jail that Joseph was in. Do you or can you relate these to the Sephirot? Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, would it be the Sephirot of the negative system?
Yes, it is the Sephirot of the negative system. Gabriel is not the negative. Gabriel is not the Sephiroth of the negative system.
So would the chief baker be Malchut?
No, the chief baker is our evil inclination. The chief baker is Yiburah. But it's under the auspices of Gabriel. It cannot act without Gabriel announcing the judgment and directing the chief baker.
Okay, the reason I thought it was Malchut was because he died in the jail. So I felt like it didn't come all the way down.
Well, it could very well be Gabriel of Malchut. More than likely it is.
Okay. I don't think I would have thought of that code word, though.
Which code word? Chief Baker?
Yes, being called the Chief Baker. I mean, I know, you know, he was one of the two that linked to Joseph while he was in prison, but I don't think I would have thought that would have been a code word.
And earlier in this section, we read that the chief baker is the evil inclination.
Okay, well, I missed
those
words.
The way we understand the angels, so the angel from the left column accepts dominion by the right column. When we follow the directions of the right, of the good inclination.
I guess that's kind of linked to that last incense offering ingredient that has the bad smell and mixed in with all of the others. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Correct. Oh, I'm sorry for being late. So it's almost out of time. So we'll pick this up tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good evening. Shalom to all.